Border Patrol agent are dead after a helicopter crash on the U.S. southern border, a cause under investigation. Beijing continuing its crackdown on Hong Kong, lawmakers proposing legislation that would threaten life sentences for anyone who endangers national security, comes after China's already cracked down on pro-democracy activists and newspapers. This is ABC News. A guilty plea from an Idaho man on federal charges for allegedly shooting at a hydroelectric power station.
The power plant shooting happened on June 8th and 9th of last year at Idaho's Hells Canyon Dam and Brownlee Dam power stations, which provide electricity to areas in Washington State, Idaho, and Oregon. Friday, 59-year-old Randy Vail admitted that he shot the plants, causing upwards of $500,000 in damage and loss of power production from both facilities. Vail caught after the second incident on his motorcycle following a brief chase, found with large bolt cutters, rifles, and ammunition. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Under regulatory pressure, Apple reversing course and clearing the way for video game maker Epic Games to set up an alternative store for iPhone apps in Europe. The About Face, which was disclosed Friday, is the latest twist in a bitter fight between Apple and Epic Games, which makes Fortnite. Apple had exclusive control over apps on its platform, but it makes a cut of sales through the apps. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler conditions today with a high of 43. Clear and frosty tonight. We drop down to 23. On Sunday, a bit warmer and sunny with a high of 48. Monday, mostly sunny, much warmer than normal, 64. Tuesday, mixed skies and balmy for March, mid-60s. Wednesday, mixed skies, maybe some showers, 62. Thursday, we cool down a little bit with a chance of light rain and a high of 52.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Peace.
with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Well, boys and girls, we have jumped headfirst into the weekend. Good morning, Adam Hess with you at 5:06. And we're at a clear 30 degrees. Going to be a nice day. If not a little cool, we're going to top off somewhere around 43. We're moving on through. Speaking of classics, the Beatles will brighten your day.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too dear, we shall scrimp, we shall scrimp and save. God, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Than I've ever I can stand up and face the world.
That's classic Rita Coolidge for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. Thank you for making us a part of your day. 5:12, we're at 30 degrees. The late, great Hal Ketchum.
Last night I dreamed you were back again. Larger than life again, holding me tight again. Placing those same kisses on my brow. Sweeter than ever now, Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by. Even the words that I write to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
A threadbare alibi, a
lifetime full of promise fell from my Mary's eyes as she saw the screen door swing. The baby never woke, he lay cradled in her trembling. He lay safe and never knowing what my leaving would bring. I draw my pay down on the docks, I send it off to Mary. I might hold back a dollar and wash this pain out of my back, but the pain keeps getting clearer, Mary, your face just keeps on fading. Now the light shines through this bottle, memories all fade to black. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. Set me right, I miss my Mary tonight. They call me the old man in this bar, sleeves rolled up and shoulder, faint blue souvenirs of love and places I have been. One says U.S. Navy, and this one says, darling Mary. My Mary's turned to ashes, and the oceans turn to gin. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. Throwing one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Yeah, one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports for your Saturday from WRCO-FM. From Thursday night, girls high school state championship basketball from the Resch Center in Green Bay. It was a win for Edgewood in Division III over Baldwin Woodville, 62-29. Xavier over Kettle Moraine Lutheran, 56-52 in D3. The D4 semifinal, Laconia over the Prairie School, 67-49. And Cuba City in D4 got by McDonnell Central, 48-45. Friday, last night's finals, it was Albany Monticello upending Argyle Pecatonica 37-31 in the D5 semi. The other D5 semi, it was Lena with a 53-48 win over Clear Lake. D2 semis, Pewaukee over West Salem 79-41 and Notre Dame over Wauwatosa East 82-44. The two Division I semis, Arrowhead an 82-55 win over Franklin and Nina 77, Hartford 70. That sets up today's D5 through 1 championships. Division 5 tips off at 11:05 today at the Resch Center, and the D5 matchup, 16-2 Albany Monticello faces 15-1 Lena. The Division 4 state championship, 14-0 Cuba City versus 14-0 Laconia. Division 3, Edgewood will face Xavier. The Division 2 state championship, a battle of unbeatens. Notre Dame will face Pewaukee. And the Division 1 final is Arrowhead versus Nina. Don't forget sports on the radio today. The Brewers start at 2 p.m. And tomorrow we have the Badger men's team playing at 10:30. The Bucks will follow at 1:30. All on our sister station, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. That's a look at sports for your Saturday, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south, ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
I'm no Willie Nelson, but I do all right. So does Merle Haggard, Pancho and Lefty. That's a classic cut. It is 5:30, and we're at 29 degrees, working on through your Saturday morning get-together. Not going to be too nice, high of 43, but we'll see a little bit of sun, some clouds, breezy conditions as well as we take you through
I'm
your day.
I'm fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams,
I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl.
Shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world. It's a skimpity doodah day. Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip-a-dee-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Now shine on.
classic country from Donna Fargo. She's the happiest girl in the whole U.S. of A.
Old USA.
Yippity-doo-dah. That's one of those songs you just have to sing to. You can't help it, right? 5:36, we're moving through your Clear Sky Weekend 29 now with Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do, I'm always walking. After midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking. I stopped to see your wheel. somewhere a walking after midnight searching for me. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight searching for me.
Oh, kids, we have the entire crew joining us today, the Jensen Street crew out in Mesa. Also, a great big hello to Kim this morning. She's on the road on her way to Madison. Drive safe. Enjoy the tunes. It's going to be a great weekend. Kim, thanks for hanging out. Here's the Garth Man with The Change on RCO.
One hand reaches out and pulls a lost soul from harm, while a thousand more go unspoken for, and they say, what good have you done by saving just this one? It's like whispering a prayer in the fury of a storm, and I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change. This heart still believes that love and mercy still exist, while all the hatreds rage, and so many say that love is all but pointless in madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss, and I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the change me. As long as one heart still holds on, then hope is never really gone. I hear them saying, you'll never change things. Changes me. What I do is so this world will know that it will not change.
The That was a huge hit for Garth Brooks, The Change, from many years ago now. 5:46, we're at 29 degrees. A great big thank you for making us part of your weekend get-together. We'll have a farm news update, an ABC newsroom break, and a look at your weekend forecast all right around the corner. First, it's Charlie Robison's version, and this is a good one. It's called El Cerrito Place on RCO.
I've been hanging around this place. I've been looking through your space. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. All the places you would go. All the people that you know. I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. And all them pretty people up on El Cerrito Place, they all got something in pockets, all got something on their face. Oh, they roll down to La Brea, where it meets the boulevard, singing hallelujah while they dance over the stars. They all think they're going far. Me, I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. Ocean meets the land, so I've been out here all night looking for your footprints in the sand. Or did you hear the ocean singing? Or baby, did you sing along as you danced over the water to some old forgotten song? Or will you even hear it all? Me, I've been looking. Just after daylight, there's a Joshua tree grows at a little place you always like. Well, these pioneer town people ain't got too much to say. And if they might have seen you, they ain't giving you away. Well, now it's been 2 days. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby, all night long. All night long. All night long.
Thank you.
back to El Cerrito place. That's the last time that I saw that pretty smile upon your face. I've been looking for you, baby.
100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
March was another quiet month for the USDA's supply and demand adjustments. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Dale Dirkholtz, owner of Grain Cycles, tells Brownfield that March is usually a quiet month for the USDA's supply and demand report. And now the spotlight falls on some numbers coming out towards the end of the month.
Unless there's something really huge going on around the world, they don't make a whole lot of changes at this juncture. Part of that has to be that, yeah, we've got coming up here at the end of the month, the prospective plantings report, which really doesn't mean a whole lot to the S&Ds they're producing now. But more important, you know, they have the quarterly grain stocks numbers coming at the end of the month of March, which really can at times have some pretty important implications back into the supply demand for the current year crop year. And part of that is that the March numbers seem to have a lot less volatility over the years and point out to some issues maybe back with where real supplies are compared to those December numbers that are still too close behind the harvest itself.
And Dirkholtz says there are a lot of questions about the 2024 U.S. corn and soybean acreage mix out of the prospective planting numbers out on the 28th. But Dirkholtz says you can probably find some clues if you look at profitability.
What the people at University of Illinois Extension put out as far as production costs, and then they marry up a production or potential income against that using a yield on beans and prospective price. And for the second year in a row, beans pencil out more than or much better than what corn does. So you can basically say the heart of the corn belt on your good land, you're going to find that bean acreage is potentially going to be more lucrative for farmers than corn. So, yeah, the transition's going to be there. The question is how much. And part of it, we also have to consider what happened a year ago when corn acreage in the ink came in higher than what people look for.
The USDA's prospective planting numbers for 2024 are out on Thursday, March 28th, along with the quarterly grain stocks update. The USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates is out on April 11th. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. The week ended with back-to-back days of light direct cash cattle trade. Live deals on the South were at $185 on Friday. That's about $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals on the North on Thursday had a wide range from $290 to $300, with the bulk of the week's sales at $294, which is about $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was another strong week of business and sale barns around the state.
We are starting to slow down a bit, but still probably
a little bit above seasonal averages there, but we're kind of caught back up with all the delays from the weather in January with marketing and such. Cattle are still doing really well. Not seeing huge gains week by week, but the market continues to be stronger at least a little bit almost every day. Some four weights, heavy four weights this week topped out at 374, which puts some really good ticket on those. The light five weights topped out at 337.50. The stocker formula on all of those lightweight calves in the state on a 550 average steer at 313 across the board there. So that's a really good average on all those. Some seven weights we had top out at 284 and a quarter this week. Some heavy eight weight steers at 248.75. Then on the heifer side, there was a lot of 6.5 to 750 pound heifers that went through the barns this week. A lot of pot loads of those. One of the top pot loads brought 254.75. A lot of those loads fell in between like 248 to 255. Seeing a lot of those heifers come to town, which we're watching really close to see if we're starting to see rebuilding or not. And that's just something that's so hard to track, as you well know. We are seeing some guys out that are got some orders for some cows, planning on putting them on grass, trying to get something back in their pasture. So I would say we're just kind of on the very beginning of maybe possibly seeing some rebuilding. We had some rain. The grass has turned green. Spring is here early. So we're looking pretty good in the state so far.
Thanks, Tony. And finally, to take a quick look, the USDA's weekly feeder pig report had early weaned pigs steady and feeder pigs $7 higher. Demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was $56.19, and the average for all feeder pigs was $92.74. With Jen Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This reminder from WRCO that daylight saving time begins tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. Daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March every year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that when daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. Now, you may lose an hour of sleep, but you'll gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning Sunday tomorrow. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, although many choose to change their clocks before going to bed tonight. Daylight saving time will end Sunday, November 3rd. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Another government shutdown averted, the Senate passing a spending plan to keep key federal agencies open. Lawmakers will have to pass a second plan to fund the rest of the government by March 22nd. Three incidents in 2 days for United Airlines. On Thursday, a plane lost a tire on takeoff. Then early Friday, Mike Allard was on board a plane that skidded off a runway in Texas.
It seemed like the plane was trying to just...